No one has ever seen God. It is God, the only Son, who is close to the Father's heart, who has made God known. At our Advent retreat a few weeks ago, we watched a video in which one of the speakers was researcher and storyteller Brené Brown. She had a great way of talking about the incarnation like this. Jesus makes complete sense to me. I believe God is love. It's that simple and that complicated. And so if you try to express love to human beings and just came down and said, I am love, love each other, we automatically, because we are so afraid of hard things, we automatically would go to unicorns and rainbows. And so you would have to send someone to show what love in the flesh looks like. Otherwise, we would romanticize it. We would make it easy because that's who we are as people. We're going to make it easy. And so then Jesus comes and says, okay, I am love. I sit with all the people you're not allowed to talk to. I do all the hard things. I make all the hard choices. I love the people who are unlovable. I feed the people who are not supposed to be taken care of. I don't tolerate shame. I don't tolerate attacks. I am love, and it's hard and messy and dirty. And if you really love, I mean fierce, big love, you become dangerous to people. So there is no way that most of us could have understood what love was without seeing what love looked like. So to me, it makes perfect sense. God is love, and Jesus is what love looks like made flesh. I love those words from Brené Brown, and I wish I could do them in her gorgeous little Texas accent, but Jesus is the one who showed us what love in the world means. Jesus is the one who perfectly lived out God's way of justice, truth, and love. Jesus is the one who lived such perfect love that those in power decided he must die. And Jesus was willing to die so that he might rise again to defeat sin and death for all our sake. No one has ever seen God. It is God, the only Son, who is close to the Father's heart, who has made God known. Jesus made God known 2,000 years ago, and those who follow Jesus, living lives of care and love, bear witness to God and make God known again today. Now, those of you who hear me preach regularly know that I often talk about all the bad news we hear week after week. I think I listen to too much news. But it is important to remember that there is also good news. There are stories of people caring for one another in times of crisis, sharing love with one another in big ways and in those small ways that make a big difference. There are stories of people who do the hard thing, choosing to love the marginalized, the vulnerable, to love the ones who need love wherever they may be. Those stories don't often make the headlines, but they're good ones for us to hear. I often read the column in the Albuquerque Journal written by Jolene Gutierrez Kruger, and I took note especially of her article printed on November 23rd of this year called "This Year Has Shown the Best of Humanity." Now, when you first think about all the news this year, you don't really think about the best of humanity. But Kruger lifted up some of those stories that she has been a part of. And she wrote, "Because of this column, I've been blessed to write about many folks who exemplify the best of humanity. Allow me to remind you of just a few I'm thankful for this year. Ali Sikorsky and the volunteers at Positive Life Rescue of New Mexico, who rescue, care, and foster strays and find them homes. Christine Koziar, a Starbucks manager who assisted a man who suffered a stroke and stayed with him until paramedics arrived, making sure to lock up his RV until family could pick it up. Connie Monahan, Gail Starr, and the members of the Sexual Assault Nurse Examiners, who provide a range of services from triage to testimony for rape and domestic violence survivors. Marcy Dickerson and the volunteers of Revolution 120, a Las Cruces-based nonprofit that delivers fresh produce, dairy, and meat to people in need and helps farmers and ranchers fulfill their need to sell their goods. And all the folks in the medical science and health fields who have continued the brave fight against COVID-19 and misinformation. Last year, Kruger wrote about a Christmas angel. It's something that she does every year, and I now am looking forward to hearing about the 2021 Christmas angels. But last year, she wrote about Barbara Broomer, the cookie lady. Barbara Broomer, 73, is a cookie lady possessed, who, even after baking hundreds of cookies in at least 24 flavors nearly every day for the past 30 years, still enjoys whipping up batch after batch, packaging them in boxes tied with ribbons, piling them on trays and plates adorned with doilies, and stocking them away in one of 5 freezers in her garage. "They're just cookies," she says with a shrug, "but it's what I can do." Don't let that nonchalance fool you. There's magic in those cookies because there's love in those cookies. There are so many emergency room nurses and doctors and staff who need the nourishment of her delicious cookies, her husband Alan says. Every doctor's office, lab, X-ray facility, and pharmacy we visit receives a platter or more. Every nursing home, every assisted living facility, rehab facility that houses friends gets cookies. Some stores, barbers, hairdressers, nail salons all get cookies. Some restaurants and retail stores get cookies. Post offices, mail carriers, and in several cases, strangers receive them. One never knows when someone could use a pick-me-up. Barbara tells the story about the woman at the post office who cried as she sorted mail from a large box until Barbara presented her with one of the trays of cookies she always carries in her car for such occasions. "I told her, 'I think you could use one of these,' Barbara said. I thought maybe she was sad because she was going through her mother's mail after she passed." Barbara had that hunch because it was the very reason she was at the post office that day. A month later, she received a thank you note from the woman. Her hunch had been correct, and the cookies had helped give the woman some comfort on a sad day. Stories like these inspire us and shine light in difficult times. They remind us that alongside all the brokenness and suffering in the world, there is light and love and hope. They remind us that love isn't about hearts and rainbows and unicorns, but about hard work and giving ourselves and reaching out to the ones who need it, as Jesus did. No one has ever seen God, but we have seen God's love alive in the world. Thanks be to God. Amen.